Good morning. We continue Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Kal Chavav Chavzayin Kersher and Matur Siman Aleph. So the Yodim talks about the idea that even a simple square knot can be a Kesher Shakayama, but if a person just loops the sides together, the two sides of the rope of the twine of the shoelace, the strap together one time, that's not going to stay. That's not going to be Kesher Shakayama. Vim Kosher Beis Dvor B'yachad Kedar Shakoshim Beis Sidei Chagura Zayim Zeh. Person ties two things together. Like we tie together two sides of a belt which is made out of rope. Also Mikri Kesher El Kesher also Beis Kshorim Zeh Al Gabi Zeh. Person has to do two knots. A knot is defined as the act of looping one side of the rope over the other. So when you picture a person ties a regular knot, you take the two sides and you wrap one under each one under the other, and then you do that a second time, and now you have a knot. So you're saying over here the first step of the knot, even though ostensibly there's been a moment of where the two sides have been connected, it's going to be easily pulled out. Therefore, it's only going to be an issue if a person has two kshorim, one on top of the other. However, if you have, you're not making a loop, looping a knot, tying two things together. You're making a knot at the end of a string. Person has sitters are fraying at the end, as he wants to tie a knot towards the end of the string to prevent the rest of the sitters from fraying. So he's tying a knot in the one string itself, not attaching two things together. Over there, one knot lasts. So the halacha is that case is going to be. So the definition of Kesher Shakayama would apply over here, that this is something which will last. The person makes that knot at the end of his sitzes. It can last there for years and years. So even though it's only one knot, it's called a Kesher Shakayama. So when you're knotting two things together, that's not going to work because the two sides are pulling away from each other. And when you're knotting one thing, it's not pulling away from itself. So one knot is sufficient to be considered a Kesher Shakayama. And therefore, it's going to be also to do. The example that he has of taking two chutim in the same direction and makes one knot, because the same point, when you have the two ropes on the two sides, on your right side and your left side, and they meet in the middle, they pull away from each other. If they're both going in parallel in the same direction, you're not at one time. They're working in conjunction, so that knot will stay. What's interesting about this chayotim, which is basically a ramah in the Shemeshin Yudzayin Sef Aleph. So if we define the malach of kosher primarily as the act of tying two things together, so the person puts a knot at the end of the rope, he's not tying two things together. So why should it be chayv at all? We're saying it's a kesher shakiyama. It should be mutter totally because it's not a kesher. So our understanding is the reason why a person does this is because there are elements inside of that thread. For example, the tzitzis thread, it's standard ply for tzitzis is 8 ply. So there are 8 threads inside there which are fraying and coming apart. And this knot, which you put there, holds them together. Similarly, we look at the tzitzis strings, the tzitzis threads, as one. Reality is it has multiple components, which you're holding together with this knot that you're knotting, the single knot you're knotting at the end of the tzitzis. The second example that the Chayyadim gives is two strings parallel in the same direction and knotting them together. You have the idea that you combine the two strings together. So that's going to be uh, a meets the criteria of kesher. Another, the second understanding of this concept is apparently the kesher itself, even though it's not tying two things together, the kesher itself becomes of significance and is going to be usur, which lends itself to much discussion, which we're not going to get involved in. And meanwhile, have a good day.